Turkey goes to the polls on Sunday for the second time in a year, with the outcome far from certain. The country's in the grip of a slowing economy, deep social divisions, suicide bombings, renewed conflict in the Kurdish southeast, and an influx of migrants. Opinion polls suggest President Tayyip Erdogan's AK party won't win back the majority it lost in June. International Relations Associate Professor Dimitrios Triantafylos says a coalition could be the best solution to keep Erdogan's hunger for power in check.
I would like to see a coalition between the first party, the AKP, and at least the second party, the CHP, because it's the one at least that still represents a very powerful segment of Turkish population that is secular and has not changed its tune when it comes to Western values and norms and Turkish accession to the European Union.
Other rival party leaders have said a coalition deal would depend on guarantees from Erdogan that he wouldn't try to reach beyond the constitutional limits of his power. European Policy Centre analyst Amanda Paul says Turkish democracy itself would be at the greatest risk from an AKP comeback.
Is Turkish society becoming led by an authoritarian ruler and becoming consolidated? I mean, this is the biggest risk if the AKP come back as a majority and Erdogan is unable to implement his executive presidency ideal.
Allies in Europe and the US want a stable Turkey, but if the outcome emboldens Erdogan in his ambitions, they can do little beyond offering words of caution.